Spiritual gifts, how to hear from God. Go to Amos chapter 8. Amos chapter 8. I'm going to tell you the secret to hearing the voice of God. And afterwards you're going to go, is that it? Yeah. Okay, Amos chapter 8. If you can't find it real quick, write it down. Let me just read it to you. Thus said the Lord, God showed me, and behold, there was a basket of summer fruit. And he said, what do you see, Amos? And I said, I see a basket of summer fruit. And then the Lord said to me, the end has come for my people Israel, and I will spare them no longer. And the Lord goes on with a fairly lengthy prophetic word. How did that prophetic word start? He saw a picture. The picture came to his mind. And then he asks the Lord, or actually the Lord asks him, but when a picture comes to your mind, that's an invitation for you to say, well, Lord, what's this about? What is this? Let me give you an example, okay? I was at a youth conference a few weeks ago, and as I was sitting there in the service, the Lord pointed out a young man to me. I think he's about 16. And I just got the impression this guy is really kinetic. He likes to move, do things. Now, he wasn't fidgeting. He wasn't bouncing or anything. It just, that impression came to my mind. Well, okay, Lord, so what does that mean? And so over the next 2 or 3 minutes, the Lord began to flesh out this word to me. And listen to me. This is important. When the Lord gives you a word or a color or an idea about somebody, that's when you start saying, okay, God, what is this? What do you want to communicate here? And that's what I did. And so over the next few, 2 or 3 minutes, I just heard the Lord say that this kid is very kinetic and so he always wants to be moving, and that means he doesn't like to sit and pray and sit and read the Bible. And that he was feeling condemned over that because he looks around at his friends that are serving God, and they talk about spending a long time sitting and reading the Bible and praying, and he's too anxious to do that, you know. And the Lord spoke to him and said, look, I've put this energy in you, and I have things for you to do. I want you to be kinetic. And don't worry about what these other people think. You need to develop a relationship with me. If it's while you're out on the football field or the tennis court and we're doing things together, that's okay with me, the Lord said. And he starts, this is a 16-year-old boy, and he starts jumping up and down and smiling. And yeah, I just felt so bad, you know. The Lord wants me. He's got things for me. Yeah, you're going to have to find out what he's got for you with your personality. His mother came to me several hours later. He told her what I said. She said, boy, that was just right on. And that's really what he needed. He needed that work. Well, did that come as handwriting on the wall or, you know? No, it just started as an idea and I began to flesh it out. And so I began to hear more and more and more, and it was over a period of several minutes. But sometimes all the Lord will give you is a single word. One time we were in a church, and after church we said we'd pray for people. Debbie and I were praying together for folks, and a lady came up. She was, I think, early 20s. She was in college. Well, how do you want us to pray for you? Oh, I don't know. Everything's going great. You know, I'm okay, not sick. Just pray God's blessings on me. Okay. And we prayed over her for a few minutes in tongues. And as we did that, I just got the impression of a word in my mind. That word was abandoned. What could that mean for her? She's got parents. She's got brothers and sisters. And so I'm seeking the Lord. Well, what else is there, Lord? What does that mean? And the Lord wouldn't tell me what it meant. Okay? So I told her, finally, I said, so I hear this one word, and it's the word abandon. Does that mean anything to you? And I mean immediately, she started sobbing and crying, broke down. Well, come to find out, her parents had been called to pastor a church somewhere else, and they had moved, and one of her brothers had gone to a different college, and he had moved, and she didn't realize. Oh, they had a great family. They all got along. But she didn't realize when they left, she felt abandoned. But down on the inside of her, the Lord knew that's how she felt. See? And as soon as I said that word, the Lord, that spirit of revelation began to move on her. And she began to see that. And she began to deal with those things that were down on the inside of her. So, sometimes it's a single word. Sometimes it's a color. Sometimes it's an impression. And you want to, one of the things you want to definitely be careful of is that you don't try to help the Holy Spirit along with whatever word He's giving someone. Don't try to interpret it for them, okay? You just give them the word and let the Lord interpret that. It would be so easy to play Holy Spirit, and it's difficult for me to minister sometimes to people I know because I want to be so careful about this. I don't want to tell them, thus saith the Lord, when it's really just me knowing what's going on in their life, or me wanting to control what's happening in their life, or something like that. And so we have to be, especially when we're ministering to people we know, we have to be very, very careful that we don't get in that mode, that we really do stay in the Spirit and operate in the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the word of knowledge, and somebody has already mentioned this today, sometimes the word of knowledge comes in the form of a pain or an emotion or a feeling. Maybe your elbow starts hurting or your back or your stomach and you go, where did this pain come from? I don't have trouble with my elbow. Well, oftentimes what that is that's the Lord giving you a word of knowledge in a very physical way. And He's telling you there's somebody with a hurt elbow or a hurt stomach or whatever, hurt pain in the back, and I want to heal them. And it may take you a while to find who that person is. Now, if you're like me and you're up here ministering, it's easy. I can go, hey, whose right knee is hurting? Okay, God wants to heal you right now, and then take care of that, and then my knee quits hurting. Sometimes it comes as an emotion. One time, Debbie was at home, laying on the couch. I think she's going to take an afternoon nap. And all of a sudden, she just gets this impression. I think you almost said it to yourself. You said, well, I don't think I can take it anymore. I'm tired of being here. I'm just going to buy a ticket to California and take off and fly to California. She thought, I'm not upset here. I don't know anybody that I'd want to go see in California. What's this about? And the Lord showed her a lady in our church. We knew that this lady and her husband were having some difficulties, but we didn't know all the details about it. So she calls this lady and discovers that this lady had just that morning said exactly that to herself. I can't take it anymore. I can't stay here. I'm just going to get an airplane ticket to California and take off. Debbie was able to pray for her, see, was able to minister her and help her understand, no, God's got good things for you. You don't need to take off to California. But you see, that word of knowledge came to Debbie in the form of an emotion. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes the Lord makes you feel the emotions that He's feeling. And then the word He gives you, I talked about this a while ago, the word is for you to describe to that person what you're feeling. It's not really you feeling it, but I mean, you feel it as your feelings, but it's, you know, hey, this is the Holy Spirit. This feeling is toward that person. prophetic messages. And remember, when I'm talking about the prophetic, I'm talking about this broad category of communications gifts, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, prophecy, that sort of thing. Sometimes they come as spiritual dreams or visions, an image of someone while praying. When the Lord does that with you, you know it's time for you to start praying. If you still have your finger in Amos, turn to Amos 3 and 7. Amos 3. God makes an astounding statement here. It says, surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets. God's saying, I don't do anything without telling my prophets first. Why does he say that? Well, his prophets need to proclaim what God wants to do. But you know, there's another category of people that this applies to, and that's intercessors. Because the Lord wants them to birth something in intercessory prayer. And so he reveals it to them first. We were in Scotland ministering in a home group one time. And as we were ministering and doing things and teaching, I just kept noticing this lady, and I just kept getting the impression that she was an intercessor. And so I asked her, I said, do you know that God has called you to be an intercessor? And she said, I don't even know what an intercessor is. Said, oh, okay. But when I said that she'd been called to be an intercessor, the place just kind of erupted. And everybody goes, yeah, that's her, that's her. And they said, she keeps getting these pictures and images of people. And she says, yeah, but I hate doing it. Because every time I see a picture of someone or have a dream about someone, they either get sick or they die. And so I wish I didn't have, it's like a seeing gift of some kind, and I wish I didn't have it. And so we helped her understand. No, this is from God. God is showing you a picture of that person so that you can either pray for them to get well or pray for them to have ease in dying because they are going to die or something. And she goes, oh, okay, well, that's cool. I can do that. And so she actually accompanied us. It sort of became part of the ministry team as we went around to other places there in Scotland. And sure enough, she would have words for people. And the more she would give words, the more she would say what she was seeing from the Holy Spirit, the more that came to her. And I mean, she was right on. And this gift, the Lord had been trying to operate this gift through her all this time, and she didn't even know what it was. See? So Ken and Dan, how do I hear the prophetic from the Holy Spirit? Well, here's the secret. You just have to try it out. Okay? When you get a thought or a picture or a word or an impression comes to mind, just give it out. Now, maybe you don't say, thus saith the Lord. But you might say something like, matter of fact, I want you to practice this with me, okay? Repeat after me. I think I heard this from the Lord. If I missed it, just let me know that I missed it. Okay, turn around to somebody next to you and tell them, I think I heard this from the Lord. Say this out loud. Come on. But if I missed it, just let me know. Now, was that so hard? Huh? You're going to learn from your mistakes. Mistakes? I can't make a mistake. This is too important. Are you a human being? God, you're going to make mistakes. That's just the way it is, okay? But if you are so afraid of making a mistake, you don't do anything. How much do you hinder God and what he wants to do? You'll learn from your mistakes. Let me tell you about a time we were in Brazil, I think it was. They were ministering to a huge crowd of people. Must have been 2,000 people there. And so afterwards it comes time we were supposed to pray for them, a team of about 10 of us. And I must have had 50 people lined up in front of me to be prayed for. And most of them were young people, high school, college, that sort of thing. And I started praying for them and started giving them prophetic words. I mean, it was right on. And they were noticing this is life-changing stuff that the Lord has done. I could watch them. I'd pray over them. They'd get a word. They'd go find a friend that was in a line, and that guy pretty soon would be in my line. You got to come over to this guy's line because he's going to tell you something that's life-changing. And after a while, I'm feeling pretty good. Hey, man, I'm getting good at this stuff. Yeah, this is working good. I can do this. And so a guy comes up to me, and the Lord gives me a word. Now, what I didn't know at the time was the word that he was giving me wasn't for him, but was for another person in line. And I had all this word, and as I'm praying for him, I'm developing the thoughts in my mind about how he wants to learn to play the guitar better so he can be in the worship team, with the worship team, and worship the Lord in church and this sort of thing. And then I have this kind of little doubt on the inside. Maybe I haven't heard all of it right. And so instead of saying to this guy, the Lord wants you to learn to play the guitar better, stuff like that, I asked him, I said, do you have a guitar? No. Do you have any interest in playing the guitar? No. You want to be in the worship band? No. And I realized, oh, I see. The Lord is helping me understand where this is all coming from, and it ain't from me. This is not about me being great and good at this. This is about the Holy Spirit being good at what He's doing. And so, can you make mistakes? Yes. Lord, please forgive me and my arrogance. Forgive me for thinking that somehow I was doing a great job. I'm just your servant. I am your steward of your words. And I empty myself of myself. I don't want to get in the way of what you want to do. Somebody asked, how do you learn to be moved in the gifts of the Holy Spirit? How do you get good at it? Well, you get good at it by doing it a lot. And learning to get out of the way. Now, that night, after I realized I'd made a mistake, did I quit giving prophetic words? Not a chance. Every once in a while, I'll give a prophetic word to somebody. Does that mean anything to you? No. Maybe I missed it. We have to be willing to be embarrassed. We have to be willing to occasionally get it wrong. You know what? If you give somebody a word and it's not for them, the Lord's going to protect them. He's going to protect their heart and their mind. He's going to take care of that. Don't worry about it. It's the devil trying to get you to not do anything. I want to give you a couple of warnings about giving prophetic words. And one is, especially to people that you know or you know about their situation, be very careful with thus saith the Lord prophetic words. You can start with, I think I hear. I saw a picture of. Does that mean anything to you? I saw the color blue. Does that mean anything to you? You know, be careful and cautious. It's okay. But especially if you know them or you know their situation, you know, you've been praying for them for years to do something, and now here's your chance to pray for them and give them thus saith the Lord about what they ought to do. Just be careful about that. Don't give specifics. You know, we were talking about how fortune tellers, they'll give very specific things. Oh, this person's going to have blonde hair and black glasses and alligator shoes, and he's going to say this and that, and you know, don't do that. Don't give specific dates or times. That's the one thing that the prophetic is the worst at, and I think God does that on purpose because He doesn't want us saying, okay, it's written in the book now, I can just follow this book. He wants us to continue to be in a place where we're following Him and His leading and guidance. If you can, sometimes Debbie does this anyway. Don't tell them what the sex of the baby is going to be. Don't worry about trying to get specific about things. But we talked about this somehow, how prophetic is often meant more as a guide or a confirmation. And it's not meant to be a step-by-step map, roadmap of what you're supposed to do. Because then that takes it away from what God is doing, you know, this relationship that you have with Him. Does that make sense about hearing from the Lord? So that reminds me about another warning, and that is sometimes the Lord will give you a prophetic word for someone, and one of two things may be the case. One is you're supposed to give that word to them, and they're not going to react very well, and that's okay. But the other is that He may give you a prophetic word for someone, and it's going to be kind of like Amos here. It's God telling you how He wants you to pray, and He doesn't want you talking to them about this because it's going to harden their heart, or it's going to turn them off, or it's going to turn them away, and you need to be careful. As a matter of fact, you have to even be careful about, are you going to give the word in a place that others can hear or privately? Generally, you want to give a word where everyone can hear so everyone can judge. If you're not saying the right things, if what I say about Pastor Paul is not right, everybody needs to go, whoa, Father Dan, that wasn't right. See? So generally, you want to give the words publicly. But sometimes it's very private. You know, and so you have to be careful about that. And you have to make sure you're whispering and nobody else is hearing and that sort of thing. But there are times when the Lord is showing you something, not so you can tell them. But unfortunately, our nature is, oh yeah, I've been wanting to tell them that for years. This is my chance. Thus saith the Lord, boy, let me hammer you a couple of times. And that's just not the Lord's attitude, okay? We need to be careful about that. And so you have to judge. Is the Lord giving me this word as a call to prayer? Or is He giving me this word to give to this person? And you'll make mistakes in that area too. So we have to change out our mic here. Hang on a minute. Okay, so what else do you need to know? Sometimes with me, and I've heard others say that this happens to them as well, the Lord will give them a word, a phrase, maybe a first sentence of a word, but they don't get the complete word. They just get the beginning of it. And then as they give that first part, that first phrase or sentence, then the Lord begins to add to that, and eventually they end up being able to give a complete word. But to start with, they had to kind of get out on a limb and give just what they had. That's okay to do that. But again, if you start giving just what you have and then that's all you have, stop. Don't continue. Don't try to amplify. Don't try to add to it. Just do what the Holy Spirit gives you. Also, let me reiterate about using thus saith the Lord or saying I have a word for you when really it's just something to manipulate or control someone else. Listen, the Holy Spirit never manipulates or controls. That's what the devil does, and we don't want to do that. It's better to err on the side of not giving the word than giving a word that you think might be manipulative or controlling. Okay, so now we're going to do two things. First of all, I'm going to pray over you a prayer of release and impartation for the prophetic. And then we're going to gather together in groups of three people each, people that don't know each other, and we're going to give the Holy Spirit a chance to use each one of us in prophetic giftings. So let's start with this prayer of release and impartation. I'm going to pray over you a prayer of release and impartation that's not designed to give you an anointing as much as it's designed to confirm
the anointing that is on you and all believers to operate in Holy Spirit gifts. Paul commanded us to earnestly seek spiritual gifts, especially the prophetic. I'm going to release you in the operation of all gifts of the Holy Spirit. I get to give thousands of prophetic words to people every year, and I'm going to impart to you that anointing to move and to operate in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit and to do so freely, including the prophetic gifts. Now listen, I'm praying a prayer of release and impartation over you, not a prayer of activation. And here's the difference. You know what it's like when you get a new credit card? You have to call the company or go online to activate the card, right? Otherwise you can't use it. Well, that's the way it is with spiritual gifts as well. This is how you activate the anointing to operate in spiritual gifts. When you look at someone and you get an impression of something about them, then you start pressing in and you start asking the Lord what He wants to communicate to them. And then you step out and you start telling them what you think you're hearing. In other words, you activate these gifts by operating in them, by stepping out, trying it out, doing something. This prayer of impartation as an ordained representative of the Church of Jesus, I carry the authority to bless you, to anoint you, to impart to you. I have here this oil that I'm going to use to anoint you with. It is special oil for commissioning ministers. The SC stands for Sacred Chrism. It's been prayed over by many bishops, many priests. The prayers are so that specifically this oil carries the anointing of Jesus to do signs and wonders. Now, when I anoint your hands with this oil today, I'm going to be doing three things. I'm confirming to you the anointing that is really already on you as a believer to operate in any and all gifts of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be imparting to you the anointing that I carry to operate in spiritual gifts. I have permission to do that. And then the third thing is, I'm going to be releasing you in the Spirit to activate all the gifts of the Holy Spirit and to go to deeper levels in the Spirit than you've ever even known were possible before. Okay, now, everybody come up, and I want you to form a line up here where I can pray for you. Hold your hands up, palms up, so that I can anoint your hands. And I'm going to pray over you, and then we're going to get together in small groups, and we're going to practice the prophetic. Everyone today, I promise you, will give a prophetic word, and everybody will receive a prophetic word before you leave this place. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do today. Praise God.